This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the deep dive. You know, generating leads is just crucial for any small business, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's the starting point for everything else.
And today, we're going to dive into a really smart way to do that. Lead magnets. We're working off an article by Chris Bradley. He's a co-founder at Double Dome Digital Marketing, knows his stuff.
Yeah, he's got a solid track record. So the plan is to really unpack what these lead magnets are, why they matter so much, and how businesses can actually use them effectively.
Great. Practical strategies folks can use, like, right away. That's the goal.
Exactly. Drawing straight from Bradley's insights, it's about understanding this key tool for, well, for growth.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning. According to Bradley, what is a lead magnet, fundamentally?
Well, basically, it's a method for businesses to get contact details, usually an email address from potential customers.
Right.
The main goal, he emphasizes, is building that email list for your marketing efforts.
So it's an exchange, really.
Precisely. You offer something valuable, an incentive, and they give you their contact info in return.
Okay, that makes sense. And why is building that list, you know, why is that so important these days?
Bradley points out that email marketing is still a really powerful way to connect and build relationships.
Mm-hmm.
It lets you stay in touch, educate people about what you do, keep your brand visible, all that good stuff that eventually leads to sales.
Right. It's about nurturing those potential customers. Okay. So Bradley gives a bunch of examples in the article. What about newsletters? They seem pretty common.
They are common, yeah. But what's interesting is Bradley suggests they actually work best when you pair them with another, maybe more compelling initial lead magnet.
Ah, okay. So the newsletter is more for keeping in touch after you've got their attention.
Kind of, yeah. Think of it as the follow-up engagement, not necessarily the first hook.
Got it. What about free ebooks? That sounds like something with a lot of potential.
Definitely. He highlights how versatile they are. You can use them for, like, product catalogs, deep dives into topics your audience cares about.
Establishing expertise, maybe.
Exactly. And the great thing, as Bradley notes, is they can be pretty cheap to create and, you know, distribute digitally.
So you could create a short guide on solving one specific problem for your ideal customer.
Yeah, that's a perfect example. Quick, valuable, targeted.
Okay. Another one he mentions is giveaways and contests. Seems pretty straightforward.
It is. I mean, who doesn't love a chance to win something? It's a quick way to gather contact info.
But I guess the prize matters.
Yeah, absolutely. Bradley sort of implies this. You need a prize that your target audience actually wants, something related to your business, ideally. Otherwise, you just get random signups, not real potential customers.
Good point. He also listed off a few others quickly. What were they? Webinars?
Yeah, webinars, product samples, free trials are big ones, free videos. Even things like having a free tier for a subscription service or free templates.
Oh, okay. So there's a lot of options.
For sure. And that really drives home the point that, you know, the best lead magnet isn't the same for everyone. It totally depends on your business, your customers, what value you can reasonably offer up front.
Right. So based on Bradley's insights, what are the main payoffs? Why go to the trouble of creating these?
Well, the big ones are pretty clear. First, you generate those essential leads.
Mm-hmm.
Second, you increase brand recognition because you're offering helpful stuff, positioning yourself as a resource.
Well, it's trust.
Exactly. And third, ultimately, all this is designed to increase revenue down the line. It connects the dots from initial value to a customer relationship.
Okay, so wrapping this up then, lead magnets, following Chris Bradley's advice, are really valuable tools. Small businesses can use them to build their email lists by offering these incentives.
Right, these valuable little bits in exchange for contact info.
Which then fuels brand awareness and, ideally, boosts the bottom line.
And remember, Bradley's been doing this successfully for years with Double Dome, so these aren't just theories, they're, you know, field-tested strategies.
Absolutely. So maybe the final thought for everyone listening is, what's one piece of valuable knowledge or resource, or maybe even a small sample or trial that you could offer your ideal customer, like starting today?
Yeah, look at Bradley's examples for inspiration. What could you create right now to start building that list?
Think about the core problem you solve.
Mm-hmm. The answer to that question might just be your best lead magnet.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.